Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts, and another one for the list. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. It isn't a big surprise that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have announced that they are proposing to list monarch butterflies as a threatened species. There have been ongoing meetings in an attempt to gain public support for a number of years. There isn't much of anywhere in the United States that won't be impacted by this listing. In their own words, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have noted, unlike many listed species, monarch butterflies are found across an extensive historical range across the contiguous United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Based on the approach that we've been linked to, the listing announcement, we're supposed to believe that by the agency's proposal to use Section 4D of the Endangered Species Act, it won't be as bad as it could be. This flexibility on the part of the Secretary of Interior is supposed to imply that the iron fist of the agency will have a cushiony approach. The objectives that they're shooting for includes the achievement of significant increases in the availability of milkweed and nectar plants in monarch breeding and migratory areas, protection and enhancement of overwintering habitat, avoiding and minimizing impacts to monarchs from insecticides and herbicides, and finally maintaining public support for the conservation of monarch butterflies. It's the last objective that's behind the soft touch approach that we're being promised. A total uprising from a normal method wouldn't work well. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.